Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. And here to help us with that is Andy Owens. Andy is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston. Andy, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
We always try to be balanced and look for all sides of an issue, but it's been kind of difficult to find anybody in South Carolina to say they think that President Trump's trade policies are going to be good for the state. You know, the elephant in the room is if the administration institutes increased tariffs on cars, it could have a direct impact on South Carolina's economy. The Volvo car CEO brought it up at the recent unveiling of the company's plant near Ridgeville. However, there was a development in late July that might indicate that things aren't going to go that way. Trump and the EU Commission president announced an effort to work towards something they call zero tariffs on non-automotive goods. That may signal a future deal, but probably the most interesting thing to businesses in South Carolina and workers is that after the meeting, Trump said he was planning on holding off on further tariffs for now, including cars. So if that holds true, it could actually be good news. I talked to a small manufacturer this week, and he said when you look at material costs and economic pressures, free trade tends to be better for everyone. You know, and Trump has stressed that he wants to ensure fair trade and the protection of intellectual property. He has said there's a vast trade imbalance, but we looked at the numbers in South Carolina. Ingoing and outgoing is about the same at $36 billion and $31 billion, you know, give or take a few billion. Our two largest trading partners in the state is China and Germany, and China imported $6.62 billion of goods last year. But they also bought $6.23 billion of goods from the Palmetto State. So those are pretty much in line. So Germany imported nearly $7 billion worth of stuff into the state last year, and they exported only $4 billion. But when you think about what Germany represents between Mercedes-Benz in the low country and BMW in the upstate, you know, it's important to put it in that context because there are thousands of jobs and suppliers in the state, especially in the upstate.
We're talking millions, billions. Yeah. We've got airplanes that are really worth a whole lot of money that are now being exported. That can certainly make a big difference on our numbers.
Oh, it absolutely does. Secretary of Labor was actually out at Boeing in late July to announce an initiative. The Department of Employment and Workforce, you know, they released June data that showed a 3.8% statewide unemployment rate. You know, that's a very low unemployment rate. And over the past few weeks, I have talked to commercial real estate people, construction companies, engineers, marketing firms, and manufacturers, and they've all said the number one challenge to doing business right now in South Carolina is labor. Looking at those numbers and hearing that reaction, you might think that we just don't have enough workers, and that's part of it. But if you follow up on the question of what's keeping people from hiring people, it's that there aren't enough people who have the skills. And sometimes that means softer skills that are required to operate in a professional setting. So, you know, this became such an issue that Boeing South Carolina decided to invest $100 million into workforce development. And the Secretary of Labor, Alexander Acosta, was here to introduce the plan that would offer career opportunities for new and existing workers. Boeing said the money for this effort was tied to the Trump administration's tax overhaul. So Boeing says they saved $300 million in taxes, and so they're going to put a third of it into this program.
Well, Andy, tell us what's showing up on our business calendar right now in the middle of summertime.
Sure. We have the 2018 Women of Influence event, which is going to be presented by the Columbia Regional Business Report. And this event honors 22 women in business from the Midlands. Casey, Mayor Elise Parton is going to be speaking. That's going to be from 12 to 1:30 p.m. on August 9th at the Doubletree on Bush River Road. And then we also, looking down the road, two large manufacturing-related events coming up this year. The South Carolina Aerospace Conference and Expo is going to be held October 9th and 10th at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. And then the South Carolina Manufacturing Conference and Expo is going to be held September 11th and 12th at the TD Convention Center in Greenville. So those are a little bit out, but, you know, folks are making plans.
Andy, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.